Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Friday. And you guys are lucky this week because we're just jumping right in because we have a very special guest.
Miss Kelsey
back again. Kreppel.
Oh my God. Hey guys, it's me again. Remember?
Remember me? Second time on the podcast. And I thought we had had you on the podcast like 3 months ago. And I looked, it had been like a year.
I know. Isn't that like, crazy?
Yeah. It is crazy.
It does feel like way less time than that.
Yeah. Lots has happened
so
for you.
So much has happened. That's kind of scary.
You're a married woman.
Yep, I am.
How is
Can
it?
You tell?
Like something like, changed.
Something about you is so glow? Different.
Your countenance shifted for sure.
No, yeah, I'm married. Everything's pretty much exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I hope you don't mind. I'm taking my shoes off and
get comfy.
Getting
I don't
comfy.
At all.
Yeah, it's good. It's the same. You guys know.
Mm-hmm. You guys lived together prior to getting married.
Yeah. We've lived together like pretty much our entire relationship. I moved in with Cody like 6 months into our relationship.
Mm.
And the rest is history, really.
Yeah, so it is. For us, it was not the same because we did not have sex before marriage. We were 20 and we didn't live together. So it was very different.
Oh my God.
We did not have normal.
I didn't realize that. I knew you guys were young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, that's kind of so fun and exciting. I mean, it worked out for both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy looking
back.
That
is, wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you lose your virginities on your wedding night?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
I've always been really curious about that. Because I feel like you don't act like, sometimes you when it's supposed to happen, it doesn't happen. You mm-hmm. know, things get in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened. Was it everything you dreamed
of? You mean on the wedding day, sometimes things get in the way?
Yeah, like sometimes you can't really, like, you don't know what's going to happen the night of your wedding. Like, you can't. I feel like you'll have sex after you're married, but like sometimes it just might not be that night.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you're Mormon, it's happening that night.
Okay.
Because it's never happened before. So there's a lot
Were you so excited?
It's like,
or was it like weird?
It's almost like there's weirdness, but not in a way it's like, oh, this is awkward. It's just like everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone
totally.
Knows.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
That it's
kind of
like,
awkward.
Oh, this is going to be happening today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of have this weird feeling.
It's awkward, that everyone at your wedding knows what's happening later that night.
Oh like God, you're walking around and you're doing
the bride
like
and the
an
groom.
Exit and it's like, bye. And it's like, you know what's about to happen.
My God.
Everyone
yeah.
knows.
Wow.
Also, I feel like Mormon weddings are so different because no one's drinking. It's just like, get out, get it done fast so you can go consummate the marriage and then
wow.
you're done.
That's so interesting.
It's a very different, like our weddings would be so different now.
Yeah.
If we got married. Mm-hmm. Because we were, I was 20, she was 21.
Wow.
Insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But, okay, so I guess it was completely different for you guys, but it's not that different for Cody and I. Besides, we did lose our virginities to each other.
the night of your marriage.
Really? Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not know that fun fact.
No, that was just a little joke I like to toss in there. But no, sorry. Sorry, everyone, to disappoint. But
everyone was getting so excited. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's getting clipped for sure.
Yeah, no, but it was pretty much the same. We moved in together pretty quickly.
You guys had a dog together before getting married as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more serious. Do you serious. Have a golden doodle?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought
he's
so.
A really good. He's like a really small one though. Like he looks kind of big in my pictures. I feel like people are pretty shocked because he's like 8 pounds.
Well, I thought he was maybe because I have a toy poodle.
Okay,
and I thought maybe he was.
He's got the same vibe.
Uh huh.
They look very similar, our dogs.
Yeah,
but Chili is technically a golden doodle.
Oh, so he's a good cute. Boy.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's only snuggly. 8 pounds.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
How much does Lady weigh?
I think she weighs 8 pounds.
Oh, wow, they're twins.
Yeah. But they're all like Chili's all hair. Like he looks bigger because of his fur or his, I guess it's hair. Mm-hmm. Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, sorry. Sorry to the doodle community. It is not fur, but he's tiny.
When they get bathed, rats.
Scary.
Literal rats.
So scary.
We have this like bus that comes to our house to groom.
Same.
Yeah. And do they send you pup dates?
They send me pictures.
They'll be like a pup date. And it's literally her like raggedy. I'm like, don't send the photos.
She's like,
fine.
Chili's so relaxed. He's almost falling asleep. And I'm like, I think he's just like scared. Like he's like this. And he's like, his face is so tiny. Like his eyes are like half open. It's just like not cute.
Their skulls are tiny.
Their skulls are this big.
No, sometimes I like cup my hand around his head. And I'm like, you're just a little man. Like you're tiny.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah. We got Chili like 2 years into our relationship.
So how old is he?
He's almost 4.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Wow, our dogs really are twins. Did Lady just turn 4? I think so. I don't think she's 5
come
yet.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't think she's 5. Well, because how old is Sophie?
That's she just turned 7.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Are you okay?
Wait, I knew that. 7 was kind of a big number.
7's a big one, I feel.
I knew that.
Yeah, and she's a Great Dane, so.
Oh.
That's what they say. But she's small. This is what I tell myself. She's a smaller Great Dane.
Okay.
So I feel like her life expectancy will be longer than usual.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm thinking she's about halfway done with her life.
Yeah, me too.
That's very optimistic.
Wow, 7 is, 7's getting there.
Yeah, it is. 6 was kind of like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
And 7 was, oh my gosh, you're 7. I cannot believe that.
Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies with those animals. Fun.
Yeah, it's true.
Going back to your wedding.
Yeah.
Do you have something? 2 questions.
Okay.
Is there something you're like, this was the best part of my wedding. I'm so glad we did this. No regrets. And then something that you're like, maybe I would have done that differently. Hindsight.
I really don't think there's anything that I would have done differently.
Really?
If I think about it. I mean, like right now, maybe like in a few years, I'll think about something or who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like right now I'm still, it was only, it was in February. So it was pretty recent. So I'm still kind of like, it was the best day ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was like, it all happened the way that I would have liked it to. So I don't really have many regrets. I think my fate, like something I love about, it's really hard to pick one thing. I think maybe just like,
maybe that's unconventional that maybe most people don't do that you did there. You recommend.
We put like little, I posted about this on my Instagram, but we put like little at the everybody's place setting. We found like a picture of everyone, like either us with them or like just a funny memory with them.
Cute.
Or like we went on their Instagram or like found a baby picture of them, whatever it is. And like put a picture of them on their on their place setting.
That's cute.
And like the menus had like, instead of like their first and last name or whatever, it was like, if we call them a nickname, it was like that nickname. And so it was like really personal. And I was really happy with that because like watching everyone like find their seat and like be so stoked about the pictures that they were looking at, like that was really fun.
That is so cute.
Yeah, that was a special one. So I'm really happy that we did that. And it was just, it's just nice to like feel like, I feel like the weddings that I go to where I feel like the bride and groom actually like participated in the planning of it all makes it feel more personal. And mm-hmm. so it was nice to just do like something personal. Like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
That's a cute moment.
Yeah, it was fun.
For sure.
It was fun to like pick them out too. Like Cody and I had the best time like just finding pictures of everyone that we were inviting. And like it was like hilarious because we were finding so many like old ridiculous pictures, and it was fun. So probably that.
How many people did you guys invite?
There were about 150 there.
Okay.
And I think we invited maybe like 160, 170.
Okay. Is that a big wedding or a small wedding? We genuinely don't
know.
Oh, you probably know.
Some people I tell and they're like, oh, that's not too bad. And then some people I tell and they're like, holy shit, like that's crazy. I told someone the other day and she was like, that's huge. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. But I think like our friends have had like 250. Like most of the ones I've been to are around 250. So I feel like it didn't feel like that many. And like, you know, we got to talk. We did like a welcome party and stuff. So we got to say hi to people like the night before and so I wasn't like just walking around talking to people the whole time. But I don't think it's that big.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not small. I think it's small.
Mid-size.
Yeah. I think it's probably mid-size too.
I would think small would be 50 to 75, or it's like we had a very small
like
wedding.
Intimate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this was like there were people there, but it wasn't crazy.
And you have to fit your families, your friends. It adds up quick.
Yeah, it really does. It's pretty crazy. Like that part was tough, but yeah I would say it didn't feel too big.
I'm glad it went all just according to plan.
It was, I mean, I also think like there were certain things that happened that like I wasn't expecting, but like you really, if once you start like focusing on that stuff, and none of it's fun, you know,
it doesn't matter. It's not that deep.
It's really not.
With the little
no
details.
One else notices. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. Like no one else notices, and it's fine.
I know. I remember at my wedding saying something like everything just went perfect. My mom's like, yeah. Like, there was a lot, like later on, she's like, there were a lot of things, but it's just like, you know, little things with food or whatever. And it's like, as long as the bride and groom are having fun, and there are little things, who cares?
Yeah. And we had like, we did have a planner, which I think like was the greatest thing that we could have done because she was amazing. And we were going back and forth on that a lot, and I'm really happy that we decided to do that because it made it so much easier.
Oh, nice. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but awesome.
It was great. I don't know. Who knows? Like, I'm sure you guys can relate. Like, you look back now at your wedding, and you're probably like, maybe you would have changed some things.
You would change it, but to me, I'm like, there are many things that I would change, but also it just was what it was, and it was great in the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. Like, I think you can so easily get caught up in like, what if I don't like this dress in 5 years? Or what
Who
if
cares?
I don't like, but you like it in the moment. Yeah. And that's, what are you supposed to do? Predict what you're going to like in 5 years? Like, it makes no sense. Like, you would never get anything done. Like, I would have never stopped planning if I was just worried about what I was going
to
like.
It makes no sense. It's not even possible to predict.
No, exactly.
So,
and so I just think that it's like, I think maybe down the line I'll be like, oh, I would have done something differently, but I'll never like regret what I did.
Yeah, because you love it all. And I think if you do everything you want to do and you love it so much, it's much better than even if you try to do something, like say you're looking for a dress and you're like, well, maybe I'll just do something timeless so that in 10 years I look back. But I feel like you would regret that more than just, even if your dress was super trendy, but you loved it.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you're always going to think about that one that you loved so much. But, you know, you're always going to think about that.
Definitely.
Totally. I do have one wedding regret, though, and it's not doing a wedding video. Like, I had no one. I feel like the only regrets that are possible is if you, like, literally hate your photos or your video. Or you, like, you know, you hired someone, you're like, wow, I actually don't like, you know. And I think when you're getting married younger and you like don't have money, it's easier to, because for our wedding I was like, we just don't have the budget for a wedding videographer. But in hindsight I'm like, dang, I wish I would have just had like even a friend film some moments, because now I have like no documentation of videos of our wedding, which is sad.
That makes sense,
you know.
Way to bring the mood down.
Like, anyway, my wedding was so hard.
I'm so sorry. Well, are you guys gonna like renew your vows or anything eventually?
Maybe. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because then you could get a little filming action then.
Totally. I was thinking it would be fun, maybe like for the 10 year or something. Mm-hmm. Because what I was gonna say about what's fun about you and Cody, like dated for years and I feel like your lives are probably integrated a lot. Mm-hmm. And so you have like friends that are your friends together, and you know each other's friends. And so I kind of had that thought of, we both got married, you know, pretty shortly after we met them, so our lives weren't as integrated. But I'm like, it would be fun in a few years not even necessarily to be like, come celebrate us, but just be like, let's just get all of our friends together to have like a party.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
For sure. I think that's like, that's very true. And it'll be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like comfortable and you know everyone. Everybody knows you and it would be great.
For sure. They know your love a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like that's probably what made your wedding so amazing and fun is everyone knows your love and they're celebrating your love.
We like gave speeches at each other's weddings. We're like, this is awesome. we met him 2 months.
I met life yesterday.
So it was mainly just like about you guys.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but you know,
you know, it's cute. Pros and cons.
Yeah.
It was just very young and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like, look at you now. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. We've taken enough photos and videos to make up. You guys have definitely taken enough to make up for the lack of video of your wedding.
Yeah.
That's true.
We have lots of other documentation. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been through a lot of razors in my day to shave in the shower. And I recently, probably 3 or 4 months ago, switched over to using Athena Club full time. Like, that's the razor that I use every time I shave. And I have to say, it is my favorite. It is so good. I love the little holder that comes with it that you stick on the shower. The blade is blading, okay? I don't know what it is about this razor, but it truly gives me like a very close shave. Comes in a lot of cute colors. I'm a big fan of Athena Club, and I also use their shaving cream. It is designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on curves. And that is very important to me because I do get razor burn if I'm not careful. And some of my old razors have given me really bad razor burn. Plus, the razor blade is surrounded by a water-activated serum with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which is a holy grail for skincare. The best part is the razor kit is only $10 and comes with 2 blade heads, a magnetic hook for shower storage, like I mentioned, and your choice of handle cover.
This really is the best razor. Take it from me, a very hairy girly, okay? My armpits need to be shaved twice a day most of the time. Heaven forbid I'm going to the pool or going to the beach. And also, you know what else needs to be shaved when I'm about to go to the beach? My nether regions. And what's worse than hair? Honestly, razor burn. Like, outside of your swimsuit on your bikini line, I feel like it's worse to have razor burn than hair. So that's why I love Athena Club. I also use their razors all the time. I do love the magnetic hook. I feel like it actually stays on my shower wall. I don't like wake up to that literal bang in the middle of the night.
Sound of it crashing.
Of my other razors. So switch to the better razor and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Get started today by shopping in-store at Target stores nationwide. Just head to the shaving aisle to find the razor kit, cloud shave foam, wax strips, and razor refills. They're really cute. Can't miss the branding. So go shop.
So what's your summer vibe? What are the summer plans?
Oh, I don't know, really. Just kind of like hang out. We traveled so much at the beginning. Like, we traveled a lot in May and we traveled a lot in June.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we both kind of want to just like be home and like enjoy being home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just kind of see where the wind takes me this summer.
Love but that.
I like, anytime I think about doing anything, I'm like, I think I actually just want to be home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how we feel too.
Yeah.
When
we've
you live
been
in,
saying the same thing.
When you live in Southern California too, that's where everyone else is coming. You're like, this is the place to be.
Exactly.
Summer anyways.
Exactly. Like, I want to have like people over. Like, mm-hmm. I want to like just do like wholesome things at home. You know?
Are you in your hosting era?
Maybe. Saying that like kind of made me feel like I could be. We just moved, and so like, you know, when you move and you're like, you just start to like envision
your new life.
Yeah, yeah. And like people coming over and you like doing things. We did have people over like last weekend, and I was probably the world's worst host. So maybe not. Like, I was kind of just like, I don't know where anything is. Go find a plate yourself. Like, why are you talking to me? So maybe I need to practice hosting, but I could be in my hosting era if I try a little harder.
Do you guys have the house that people come to a lot? Like, that people congregate and it's like, come for a game night, come do this?
I think we did. We moved a little bit further away.
Okay.
So it's more like now it would be like a whole weekend. Like, gotcha. 'Cause like, so people can sleep over and stuff, mm-hmm. just so it's easier. So like, there's no driving or whatever. But we did used to have like the... Maybe we
the
still do.
House.
I don't know. Like, we just moved, so I'm kind of like trying to test it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to see like who's going to make the drive, because That's how you know
those are the real friends.
Yeah,
those
it's
are,
true.
Those are the real ones.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
Testing everybody. So if you're listening, make sure you come over or else I'll know the truth.
You'll be on her death list.
Yeah.
Why is that such a thing when you're saying that about whenever I go look at a new house that we're going to be in? I'm like, oh, this is perfect for people. And I'm like, I never have people.
No, that's the
why
thing.
Why am I basing my whole purchase off of this?
Totally. When you're like looking at a new house, because I just was listening to the episode where you were talking about that house that you really liked. Mm-hmm. I do think like you start to just like romanticize every single thing about this house. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
things you've never done in your
reality,
life.
Yeah. When would I sit outside? Yes. Like there are so many times I'm like, no, I just like would love to sit outside for once and tan. And it's like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never sat by myself and tan. Yeah. And like, I'm not going to start doing that now. Maybe I will. I won't. I don't know. But it's like, it's so true. Like you just start to like really hype it up.
You think you're going to live a completely new life.
Totally.
There was a patio off the master. I'm like, this is everything I've needed.
Yeah.
A patio right off mm-hmm. the master that I can walk out on in the morning.
Yep.
Sit, meditate,
your coffee.
Journal.
Yeah.
Sip my warm lemon water mm-hmm. right here. I'm like, never done that.
Never so done that a single time.
Yeah.
No, I know. I kept saying something about a breakfast nook.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is perfect for the breakfast nook. I'm sorry. When have I eaten breakfast? Just like, when have I even had breakfast, let alone a breakfast nook to sit down in?
A whole section of my house dedicated to breakfast.
Yeah. That I don't participate in. Like, so I don't really know what mm-hmm. if the hosting or anything like that is going to come because I don't know that I have it in me.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to cook? Don't worry, you're in good company.
I don't.
Yeah. You're in a safe space.
I don't dislike to cook. I just get so overwhelmed, so stressed. I'm not fun or like cute in the kitchen. Like Cody does the cooking.
Okay.
And anytime I try to help, I get like kindly escorted out back to the couch. Like just, it's like, thank you. Okay. Thanks. I actually got it from here. You can go sit down. Cause I'm just like, get the measuring cups. Like, you know, like measuring
so
everything.
Messy.
It's not for me,
mm-hmm.
but I need to get better at it. I think I'm like, I'm almost 30, you know, like,
you know what?
There's
going
to be like
mean?
Kids around one day. Like I'm going to need to like be able to like just whip something up as besides like mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about this, but my mom is one of the best cooks I know. She is an amazing baker. And I remember asking her or talking to her about it. And she was like, oh, I didn't get into all this until I was mid-20s. Like I didn't do any type of cooking until I was like mid-20s. And now, you know, it's like 20 years later. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I was shocked by that because,
right.
I mean, I'm in the later 20s, but still, it's like, okay, there's still hope for me.
There mm-hmm. is still hope. Like, I really think that there is. And also, like, we could maybe just, like, maybe we could craft, like, three things that we get really good at making that everyone's like, oh, my God, it's their classic pasta salad.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, known for your pasta salad, but you can't actually do anything else. But, like, you make this one really good thing so everybody thinks you're a good chef.
Totally.
That is so true. Oh my gosh.
You gotta get
everyone I know, they only
dishes.
Have one thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this person's soup or this person's
salad. We just
salad.
Have to do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I remember like going to my friend's house and they would be like, it would be like, oh, Jen's mom's cookies mm-hmm. are like the best thing ever. And those were like famous.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are my kids gonna say? Kelsey's mom sits on the,
her.
Or Kelsey's mom. Like Kelsey, whoever, whatever the kid's name is, like, sits on the couch.
She's really good at postmating.
Awesome. Like, so I need to think, I need to come up with something.
We have time though, you know?
Yeah.
We have time. It's like the kid still has to be born and grow up.
Totally.
We have years.
What are you going to do about Case? What are you going to make him?
I make him a lot of plain foods, unfortunately. I need to learn how to mix them all together. Like I'll make him beans and veggies and cook up some okay. stuff, but I don't make
like a
veggie bean
unit.
Patty,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
I just recently, I'm knocking on wood so I don't jinx myself, have been in my cooking era for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
For multiple meals a day. Like I cook for him a lot, but I wouldn't cook for me. I would just like make him something, put so much effort into it. And then for me, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm postmating
right.
myself.
Right.
But we'll see. When he gets older, I think when he gets a little pickier, it'll be harder.
Mm-hmm.
So right now he loves a smoothie, which is
oh, that's
so
nice.
Easy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just blend it all up.
Yeah.
And yeah, he loves literally beans and avocado.
Don't
and
we all?
Eggs. Yep. That's true.
So, and you don't even have to season baby's food, right?
Not really. I put some love paprika that. On there and call it a day.
Oh, nice. That's more than I would do, probably.
Yeah.
Do kids, is being picky like an inherent thing? Or is it like they didn't get exposed to enough types of food and that's why they become picky?
I mean, me, the child expert, I would say in my experience of one child for a little over a year would be, I think that it's just they're not exposed to enough textures.
More I do think foods, it's a texture thing.
Yeah, they because if you introduce a food, like if I introduce a new food to Case that's a little crunchy or different than he's used to, it takes him a couple times of feeling and playing with it before he eats it. So I think if you're introduced to a lot of different textures of food.
You have to experiment.
Yeah. Then they get used to it and they're like, oh, okay, this isn't too crazy.
Right.
But if they get the same like smooth, creamy texture all the time, they're gonna be like, what the freak is this lumpy thing?
Yeah.
I was a very picky child.
I think I'm still pretty picky really? When it comes to eating. There's a lot of textures that I don't jive with. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah. It is. Are you someone who would like be like, hey, can I get a burger like just the meat and cheese?
No. So okay. that's like that's
disgusting.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I think what I'm more picky about is like I'm actually really freaked out about getting food poisoning.
Wait, I have a deep fear.
No, me too. Like it's really bad. And so like I am checking the expiration dates on every single thing. Mm-hmm. I am like, if I don't think the meat at a certain place would be cooked, I will get like just veggies. Like it's pretty intense. So
I'm the same way. I will literally, it's so far as to like, well, I smell everything too. Like I'll like open the milk and like smell it a million
yeah.
times.
Yeah. No, I'm too scared to smell it. I have someone else. Like if someone's standing next to me, I'll be like, will you smell this and tell me if it smells good or not?
Because you want to know why I'm scarred. Because when I was like 5 years old, my parents were, maybe I was older, I don't remember, but my parents were always so annoyed of just how picky I was. Like, you know, I was just annoyingly like, no, I just want plain or whatever.
Yeah.
And my dad made me cereal. And I was like, I took a bite. I'm like, this tastes like throw up. And they're like, JC, eat it. And then I kept being, I was like, I can't. It tastes like throw up. And my dad took a bite. He literally almost gagged. He's like, that is the most rotten milk.
Oh my God.
So.
Wow. Kind of empowering for you though.
Yeah. Vindicating.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that like started the fear, but I'm the same way. If I even like I had turkey bacon the other day and I had opened it and used it. And then literally the next day, like I had bought it the previous day and it wasn't going to go bad for weeks.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can even make it because it was already open and like exposed to air. Mm-hmm. And like, like, really? I'm like,
I know. No, I'm the same. I am the complete same. So that's really where my pickiness comes in. But if I'm like eating a hamburger, I don't want to taste the meat. So I want like as much shit on there as possible.
Sounds like you just want to be vegetarian. She's like, maybe.
No, that's what people say. That's what people say. But then, you know, every once in a while, you get something good. And it's like,
it's worth it.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is a fear I didn't know existed until I stopped being vegan like 9 months ago, I would say. Because I never got food poisoning when I was vegan.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get it, but it's very rare. Like, we would go to a restaurant, I would get the veggie ramen, and my husband would get the beef, and he'd be, like, barfing and have diarrhea all night. And I'd be like,
this
well,
what you get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm eating meat again, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize. It does scare me so bad.
Yeah.
And seafood kind of scares me, too, with that, because one of my best friends got the worst food poisoning when we all went to sushi one night.
That always scares me.
And that scares me, too.
I won't go to sushi restaurants on, like, certain days of the week.
What's the days of the week?
You're not supposed to go on Monday, basically, is the only day. Well, I kind
of beginning
like,
of the week, maybe
because it's the end of like the weekend sushi. So like they get a new. Yeah. So they get a new shipment like Tuesday and
maybe like Friday.
Friday.
OK.
So like
that's good
Monday
to know.
Is like where it's like,
ooh, that's bad. Good to know.
Yeah. I mean, it really I kind of feel bad that I'm even telling you this because like it's hindered my life. So I'm sorry to put that on you guys now, but I won't eat sushi on Mondays. I usually go like Thursday to
the
sometimes
weekend.
I do a little Tuesday because I'm hoping that it's fresh, but it scares me. Yeah.
No, that's good to know.
That is good.
Yeah.
New fear unlocked.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I mean, just sit me down long enough and give me a microphone and I'll just freak everyone out. So
Oh my gosh.
It's scary. Yeah, I
have to put that on my calendar. It's like all Mondays, no sushi.
No sushi. Yeah. No, I've just like, people have like been like, oh, let's go eat. Do you want to go to a sushi place? It's a Monday. And I'm like, I don't really know them that well, but I don't want to be like, I'm scared. Sorry. So I'm like, I think it's closed.
Italian sounds so
maybe we
craving.
Could go on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If I have to live with it, I guess now everyone does.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think you're doing a service.
I don't want you guys to get sick.
Yeah. I think it's
or
nice.
The listeners.
It's kind.
I'm doing it for you guys.
Thank you for your education.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We have some advice questions that our listeners wrote in.
Okay.
And we're going to get you the expert on life.
Okay. Am I? That's really...
I think so.
Oh, I also have to tell you, my last time you came on, my mom never calls me. It's like, I love the guests that you have on. Like, she's never knows like who they are. And she called me after our episode. She's like, you didn't tell me you were having Kelsey on. She's my favorite YouTuber. I'm like,
what?
You watch YouTube? I'm so shocked. I'm like, you watch YouTube? I'm like, what?
What?
And you're the only YouTuber she watches. She loves you.
Wait, that is like, that has made me so happy. That just like her. Made
well,
my whole
to this.
Day.
This is probably the only podcast episode she'll listen to. She's like, Kelsey?
Wait, what?
What's her
Isn't
name?
That so funny.
Stephanie.
Stephanie? Oh my God. Do you want to hang out sometime? Yeah, that's amazing.
She's a great time.
I'm sure.
Obviously, if you're her favorite YouTuber,
great
it says
and
a lot.
You're her child, yeah. That says probably even more. I'm sure she's great.
That's so funny. I'm so glad I didn't forget to tell you that.
I'm so honored. That is like, I really love that.
Yeah,
I'm
glad.
It's great when it's like a mom.
Yes.
Because you know
it's better than
that
a
not
moms
your target demographic.
Taste. Moms know what they like and they know when someone's good or not.
Yes.
Like, has your mom told you about a friend and they're like, that they're a bad friend? And you're like, you're.
Yeah.
Crazy mom. She's my best
They're
friend.
They're so nice.
And then like two weeks later, she like
steals
makes
her
out
boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, guess you're right about that one.
Oh, that would be such a pain. Oh, if you had a daughter and her friend was just maniacal.
Oh my God.
And you had to just sit back and be like, it's a canon event. I can't interfere.
I can't.
She's going to make out with your boyfriend.
Imagine all the like times I'm going to have to bite my tongue. Just being like,
or if he's dating someone that's just the biggest loser and you're just like,
oh my God. I mean, like, I've had boyfriends and my mom has been like, are you sure? You okay? Is
yeah.
Everything good? Everything going on?
Please, not my mom. She's like, I brought this one guy like home kind of that I was dating, not like home for the weekend, but like, you know, to my home to hang out. And she was like, he is so charming. Like, I love him. Literally turned out to be a psychopath. Like the most toxic
charm worked.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's the concerning part is that he was so charming. My dad never liked him.
Yeah. See, my parents are switched. My dad usually likes like anyone I brought home, and my mom would be like, I don't know about this guy. Like I used to say, like, I have to marry whatever guy I bring home that my mom likes because it's tough out there.
Yeah, she has a good judge of character.
Yeah. But she did like Cody, thank God.
Yeah, that's
she
good.
Still does.
Oh, good, good, so, good.
Yeah,
good. Past, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I want to make it clear. My mom has great judge of character, but she was off on this one, okay?
No.
She's been right plenty of other times.
Yeah. Don't you worry. I don't doubt it for a second.
Sometimes moms do fall for the charm a little too much.
Yeah.
And the really scary ones are the most charming sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
What's the
like,
word?
Like, if they're too excited,
maybe that's a red flag. If your mom's too excited about a boy... They're too charming.
Interesting.
What's the word that they are when they're sociopath? No, like there's some type of person where it's like they're super. That's one of the characteristics that they're
a snake.
Super charming. And then they turn their back and they're freaking psycho.
I thought
maybe it's sociopath. Maybe it is sociopath.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know the difference. Maybe.
Maybe all of them.
Maybe everything.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy was everything combined. So I'm still dealing with the trauma.
Oh,
I'm like, can we dive into that next?
Anyway,
I'm just kidding.
Do you want to talk about that? Okay, we don't have to. We won't, and we won't. Write in for the advice next time, maybe, and literally, just pretend it's someone else.
Yeah, that's what Chelsea and I have never actually taken our. Yeah, we've had that
taken
idea.
Our own advice.
Taking our own advice. We're like, we should, because you know there will be situations that will happen in our lives. We're like, dang, we wish we could talk about this on the podcast.
Totally,
but,
you don't want to like out.
Yes,
100%.
Out the people in our lives.
Yeah.
And cause drama. But we're like, we should just write in as
you
someone
should.
And then give our takes. But we never
that is good. Wow, we need
or
to
or have
that.
We?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or maybe this
it.
First one.
Is this you guys? No. Now I'm going to think every single one is you guys.
Which one is them? summer is here and it's glorious, absolutely glorious. It's finally time for pool parties, backyard barbecues, and other outdoor adventures, which just literally makes my heart happy. And now those outings can get even better with a Dash Pass membership from DoorDash. That's a bit of a tongue twister. You can best your best summer with member-only offers, drops, and events now through July 19th.
With Summer of Dash Pass, you will enjoy $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on all eligible orders, making it easier and more affordable than ever to stock up on all your favorite summertime essentials. But that is not all. You'll also get access to thousands of offers nationwide, ensuring that this summer is one to remember. So kick back, relax, and let Dash Pass help you experience the best of your neighborhood for less. Summer of Dash Pass is a once-a-year event that you don't want to miss, thanks to the chance to get special access to members-only events, whether you're into sports, music, or just great snacks. Get ready to lower your costs and raise the bar this summer with limited edition drops and exclusive items to level up all season long. Experience a summer like no other. Best your best summer with a Dash Pass membership from DoorDash today. Sign up for Dash Pass now and you'll get your first month free. Plus, when you use our promo code, you get 50% off up to $10 value when you spend $15 or more on your next Dash Pass order. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code WHATWESAID, that is 50% off when you spend $15 or more on your next Dash Pass order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code WHATWESAID. Don't forget, code WHATWESAID for 50% off your next order, subject to change, terms apply. Okay, you guys, I'm going to be real with you. A lot of makeup primers, I feel like, I'm just not so sure that they're priming or that they're working exactly. But the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip Primer really, really does the deed. I have been using this for a while when I want to get more glammed. And I was actually thinking this when we went to the Tezza event recently. I used the primer. And I really had a moment where I was like, yeah, this stuff is it. Because it was a hot summer day. We had to drive like 2 hours to get to the event. We were there for a few hours, and when I got home, my makeup still looked pretty much the same as it did before. And I can tell you, when I do not use this primer, that is not the case. Like, my makeup just kind of melts off. I love the consistency of it. I love the packaging. Honestly, I'm a huge fan of this specific product from Milk. So the Hydro Grip Primer grips makeup for up to 12 hours to prevent makeup meltdown, and it leaves your skin with a dewy, glowy finish.
It's clean, vegan, and cruelty-free, which is an extra bonus. It's 94% natural, vegan, clean, cruelty-free, paraben-free, silicone-free, oil-free, fragrance-free, and gluten-free. It has over 4,700 five-star reviews, so everyone else agrees with us, okay? It's the best. I absolutely love the brand Milk Makeup. If you haven't tried their other products as well, you really just need to go look on their website and shop. I love tons of Milk Makeup's makeup, and their blush especially is great, but also their primer for the eyelids as well. Oh, thank you. From the Hooded Eye community, thank you, Milk Makeup. So head over to your local Sephora and get yours at milkmakeup.com.
I've been dating my boyfriend for a year and I still can't fart in front of him. Mm. I know this one ain't JC.
It took me a couple months, then I got comfortable.
What do I do? I don't want to hold farts in for my whole life. We're getting engaged soon. I'm definitely not someone who's quick to fart in front of friends. Who's quick to? It took me like 3 years to feel comfortable farting in front of my best friend. My best friend farts in front of me like it's nothing. Started at about 5 months. He's lactose intolerant but eats dairy.
Wait, her best
friend?
Oh,
my boyfriend. Sorry, boyfriend. She put BF.
Okay.
My boyfriend farts in front of me like it's nothing. Started at about 5 months. Yeah, that's male privilege right there.
And the fact that she also like has the time.
I'm so sorry that this is eating her alive the way that it is.
It's physically eating her up inside. He's lactose intolerant but eats dairy, so I'm surprised he even lasted that long without farting in front of me. Please advise. Girl, you gotta break the ice. You just gotta let one out.
Listen, here's the thing. It's fine. Like, one day one's just gonna sneak out and no one's gonna care. I would say I'm a pretty shy farter. I hate that word. I didn't know that I hated that word until I just heard it 670 times and then I had to say it. But like, what's better? Tutor?
No, that's what worse. I grew up saying, but I get flamed when I say toot. Now at age 30, I had to graduate to fart.
We had friends say fluffing.
Gas?
Fluff?
Yeah, like I fluffed.
That's, I've heard that. I don't like
might
it.
Might be worse.
It's just trying to cover up something that...
I think that it's totally fine if you fart every once in a while. But also, like, you don't have to. Like, it almost feels like...
Don't force one. You might get something more than you bargained for.
Yeah, I wouldn't force anything. But I feel like if you feel a fart coming and there's not a place to go... Just kind of like see what happens.
Would you warn ahead of time? Like,
no.
Yes.
I would say I'm shy. Like, I'm a shy farter. I'm not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't. Okay. If you and Cody were sitting on the couch watching a movie and you had to fart, like, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, he doesn't even know when it happens. Mine are stealth.
Silent killer.
Silent.
Yeah. But they're like, it's just more air.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much of a smell and there's no sound.
Yeah. So but if you're sitting on his lap.
I'm trying to think of the last time I sat on his lap. But yeah, let's think about that for a second. Yeah, me sitting on Cody's lap. Okay.
If you're if you're in a group of friends.
Yeah, and there's not as many chairs.
Yeah. Only he would know because he would feel it.
Do you feel it?
I don't know. No one's ever sat on my lap and farted.
Yeah, me either. Or have they? We just don't know.
I don't know. When my baby farts on me, I can feel it. Maybe it's a diaper though.
Well, like, I think babies are different. Like when you're like holding a baby, you can like feel them like farting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I feel like that's different. Listen, I think that if you guys are gonna get engaged,
you gotta do it.
I think it's fine. I don't think anything like he's not gonna like break up with you. If he acts weird about it, then maybe you guys should have just like another conversation about like just being comfortable in front of each other and that you have to feel comfortable as well as Mr. Dairy, you know, but I think you're fine.
If he's also, so free nilly with it, you're fine.
Exactly. Well,
also, maybe you should do it first when you're like in open air, like you're outside and you're talking and then you can warn or you don't have to warn. But like, oops, I have to toot. And
I think just like not doing it is like totally like not warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
warning brings so much more attention.
That's true.
To
that's
it.
True. But I'm saying if it's eating her up, she clearly is like
she is distraught.
She is distraught. So it's like even if you're like I'm so scared to do this, but I'm going to.
Yeah,
I think I've told on the podcast. Leif was genuinely terrified to fart in front of me.
Really?
Like for months. Well, I'm just talking for like a few months of us dating. He like he'd be like, oh my stomach hurts so bad. Like I can't do it. He would be vocalizing that to me. I'm like just do it. Yeah. I don't care.
See, the band-aid off.
It's better. I think to say like hey I need to fart but I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Help. I'm scared to fart in front of you. And then maybe he'll be like, why are you scared? And then all of a sudden you'll be like, wait a second. Oh, I didn't know I could. This was like
just
free.
Just do it.
Yeah. Free fart zone.
Yeah, you could make it funny. You could make a joke like Northwest. Do you watch the Kardashians?
Yes. Yeah.
When Northwest
She's
like, shh.
Yeah. Wait, I did not remember that part.
Like Kim and Scott are having this deep conversation in
like
Northwest.
Really deep.
Right there.
Yeah.
Northwest. That's her last name. I don't know.
Just keep saying it. She farted?
Northwest. Yeah. Kim's daughter is right there.
She said, shh, and then she farted.
Yeah.
And they were dying laughing.
But then Kim was like, I hate the word fart. And I was watching that episode and I was like, I don't think I mind that word. But turns out,
I don't
love it either.
Yeah, it's not the best. It fits its noun. Or was farting a verb?
It's a verb, I would say.
Fart is a verb.
Farting is a verb, yeah.
Yeah.
To fart? Yeah.
That's wait.
To fart.
Yeah.
A fart? Yeah.
It's an action.
It could be both. What's it?
An adverb? No,
is that
no,
what
no,
it
no.
Is?
It's not.
I don't know. My mom's an English teacher. Me. We could call her and ask what fart is. She would be so proud.
Is that like genuinely in the dictionary?
I think sure it is.
Probably.
I'm sure there's much worse in the dictionary.
Okay, well, let's move on from this, but we're wishing you the best.
You're going to be totally fine.
You're going to be totally fine. If your boyfriend just doesn't care, it's going to all be good. If he'll fart in front of you, he's fine. Mm. Okay. Hi, girls. I need some advice. My boyfriend and I, 22 and 21, have been dating for a couple years. We currently go to the same school, but he just decided he wants to transfer this fall to a big SEC school.
SEC?
Or SEC.
Oh, SEC.
Why do I literally not know what that is?
It's like a conference. It's okay. It's like a conference for like sports, but it's like a big, it would probably just be like a bigger school. Like a, what's an SEC school? Do you know?
Football, big
yeah, like
okay, this sounds
Greek
clear, but
life.
Gotcha. I didn't go to college. I'm sorry.
Totally fine. Oh my god. Don't even apologize.
Probably like ASU versus NA or something like that.
Maybe
okay. ASU would maybe. Okay. Yeah. ASU.
So he wants to go to school a couple hours away. He told me the day he sent his application and I was basically the last to know. All of his friends go to that same school, so I can see why he wants to transfer, but he's going for the exact same major. I feel like I was kind of put on the back burner in this situation, especially since I was blindsided by it. He made it clear he wants to continue seeing each other, but he doesn't really give me reassurance that this relationship is really something he puts as a priority and wants to pursue after college. Any advice on how to move forward from this or how to get through medium/long distance for the next couple years?
Wow. This is kind of tough.
I don't like this.
I don't like the sound of this very much. But I don't want to alarm anyone. But I just feel, I think you're pretty valid in feeling like that's kind of weird that he didn't have a discussion with you about this prior to deciding to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I feel like if he was taking this relationship seriously, like that would have been one of the first discussions that he had. So I think you're right for feeling like it's kind of weird.
Yeah, like you're on the back burner.
Yeah.
You are on the back burner,
but
unfortunately.
What to do is tough because I feel like you're only gonna know if it's gonna work out when you just try,
because
it's one of those things where it's like you can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but until you're actually doing it, like, you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know.
Yeah,
maybe he's like, it'll be totally fine, like, I'm just going trying something new. And then he gets there and he's like, that was a mistake. Or he gets there and he's like, I don't miss her.
Right. Or he gets there and he's not giving you what you need, and you have every right to not sit around and wait for someone who's not giving you the time and respect that you deserve.
Exactly.
So I feel like you can definitely like voice to him that like why you feel like he might not be prioritizing your relationship, and like because how he handled this whole situation, and then just see how it goes. Take it day by day. But if something feels off to you,
it's probably because
that.
It's off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily like he's a bad person or he shouldn't have, you know, made this decision, but maybe you guys need time apart, or I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of times like these things, like if he didn't go do this, he'd be thinking about how he should have gone and done this, and it would still kind of hurt your relationship in a different way. So I think that when stuff like this happens, like the person needs to experience whatever it is that they're trying to experience.
Yeah.
And if they don't, like, it's not going to be good for your relationship either way. If he stayed there and didn't go and you just stayed at the school together, something, it would have eaten him alive in a different way.
Get a resent her or something.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I agree. I feel like you have to let it run its course, whether that's you guys last forever or you guys kind of keep dating while you're long distance. And it's like,
yeah,
this was just maybe too convenient for both of us. And now that it takes work, maybe we're not meant to be.
Right. Right. You're going to be fine either way. It's going to be tough, but you got this, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
You're going to be totally fine.
There's no right or wrong answer in this scenario. You just got to follow what feels right day to day in the moment.
And if you feel like you're not getting what you want, like, I think it's okay to speak up on that and like want more.
Yeah.
And end things with someone if you're not getting what you deserve and what you think you deserve.
Definitely.
Agreed. Ugh,
I'm sorry. I wish you the best.
Me too.
Thoughts on your boyfriend following his female coworkers on social media? For context, he just started this job a year ago and we've been dating for 3 years. He never mentions them when he talks about work, and he talks about work a lot. But sometimes I check who he is following on Instagram. LOL, whoops. So I noticed they are girls from his work. I have brought it up to him a few times and mentioned that it bothers me. Should I be bothered or am I being crazy? Does it make a difference if he follows them first or vice versa? Thanks for the advice and getting me through my long commute and work days.
Oh, I think it's probably fine.
I feel like the majority of the time it's fine.
Yeah.
What's concerning me more, and not that she shouldn't, but like, is that she's checking. So it's like, so do you not trust him?
Yeah.
Like, why are you even thinking to check?
I think I totally get what you're saying. I think, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a very, like, curious person. Like, I like to know everything always.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, a lot, like, a lot of times doesn't come from, like, me not trusting someone. It's more just, like, if I know every single thing.
Just want information.
Yeah. But, like, if I, just so that, like, I, and maybe it's from, like, past relationships or whatever it is, but, like, I just want to be, like, in the know.
You know? Makes sense.
I wouldn't be like, can you tell me every single person you follow?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, I, but I, like, it, not, I don't remember the last time I've done this, but, like, when Cody and I first started dating, I would, like, look to see, like, who he was following.
I guess it makes sense more when I now put into perspective that it's a boyfriend. It almost feels different than, like, me being married to Leigh for 7 years and, like, we pretty much live such parallel lives that it's, like, that's not on my radar.
Exactly. Like, nowadays, I would never think to do that, but I think when Cody and I were, like, fresher, I would.
That makes sense.
But I also think,
I think that's very normal, too.
Yeah, and but I think it's fine that he's following them. I wouldn't say that that's a cause for concern, because I don't know. The way I think about it is, like, if Cody was working in a company and he had, like, male and female coworkers and he was only following the male ones, a little piece of me would be like, don't the girls, like, deserve some, like, respect too? Like, they're your coworkers just as much as the guys. Like, be nice to them. Cause I know there's, like, also guys that are be like, ew, girls, like, I'm a guy's guy, blah, blah, which could be, like, just as toxic as, like, him being nice to the women around him. So, like,
that's very
maybe
true.
Be a green
just,
flag.
Yeah, maybe he's just, like, respectful of women. And I don't know. Now I'm like, oh my God, I'm naive. But, like, it's,
no,
I think it's okay. I think it's, like, you want a guy who, like, you know,
it
like,
could, it's just
is
not
kind
that deep.
To everyone. I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, and I think especially because, or if they are more weird, like you're saying, about following girls, like, well, I wouldn't follow them. That's weird. It's like, why do you
why
think
is it
that's
weird? Yeah. What are you doing that makes it weird?
It's actually normal to just follow someone on Instagram,
right?
Even like their pictures if you work with them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I like this picture of your dog. Like, whatever.
Because if I had a coworker that was a guy, I would, like, follow him and I wouldn't be like, is that weird that I'm following my guy coworker? Because then I'm thinking about something.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's cute, or I'm, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like projecting that it's
exactly.
weird.
Exactly.
True.
100%.
It's almost like better that he hasn't brought them up and then he thinks nothing of it. Potentially.
Right. I think it's let's err on the side of like giving him like a little grain of salt here and like giving him the benefit of the doubt. Cause I don't think he's given you any reason not to trust him at this point. I don't know at all. I would say it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I feel like you could get a vibe from him as well. If he's being sketchy in general, if this is the only thing and you're like, well, and you're making this whole narrative about it in your mind, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling sketchy about him in general, and this is just like
another
cherry
thing.
On top, your way to, you know, direct that jealousy or something.
Yeah. Then it's something else.
Then it's a bigger story.
I totally agree.
We don't have that context, unfortunately.
Yeah. But I feel like we would.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like if she had
something
else,
maybe.
Yeah.
I think he's fine.
I think it's fine, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
It is going to be okay.
Okay. He literally like, has an affair with her and years down the road.
Oh, my God. No, I know. I was thinking about that the whole time. Like, we're like, oh, my God, just
worry.
Trust him. Guys are amazing. Boys are so sweet. They'll never break your heart. He's so respectful of women.
He's just a feminist.
Yeah,
that's
he, like,
why he likes
he's, like,
bikini
giving
pictures.
The girls just as much respect as the guys. It's a green flag, actually.
If he messages them, that's even better. And
he's
likes
so
their
sweet.
Stories. He supports women. Don't you like that? Do you not support women?
Write in for an update, please.
Yeah, please give us an update.
Like later on.
Like later on, yeah.
Okay. Is it bad to break up with someone because you can't imagine yourself marrying them, even if you are barely 16? And have no plans of getting married anytime soon. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for over a year, which is a long time in high school. But lately I've started to feel like if I did marry him someday, I would be settling since he doesn't meet all the things I look for in my husband one day, if that makes
sense. Absolute queen.
But
honestly.
I do love him so much. He's a really good guy, treats me so well. I could easily see myself dating him all throughout high school with no issues. But then should I just break up with him later on before marriage starts to come up? Or do I just do it now to... how do I explain this to him? Please help. I love you girls so much. Your podcast is my favorite.
This is actually a very self-aware question for a 16-year-old.
It really is. Like, it actually is. Big like, play. She is thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. She's
planning her future.
Yeah. I mean,
and it honestly makes sense. It like, totally, I could totally makes sense. Slide through high school dating this guy, but like, should I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should.
I don't think it's always something like, I don't know that you always have to like date someone because you think that you could marry them.
No.
But like, I think that if you're kind of like not seeing a future with somebody, why, like, what's really the, like, what, at what point does that stop? Because mm-hmm. like, if you could be with him all through high school, but you're going to break up with him anyway, like, don't you want to just like enjoy high school?
That's yeah. what I'm thinking. Like, you could possibly date a lot of different people during this yeah, time and find someone who even maybe you do see a future with. It's like, why just right. waste it away? But not yeah. saying you're wasting
or
it.
Or learn what you like in different relationships and stuff. I feel like you think that you'd be settling if you married that person, but you're kind of already settling mm-hmm. because you're not close to marrying someone. So you're like, he's nice. Like, I'll date him for now. I won't marry him, but I'll date him for now. Why not? But it's like, why then? Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true. What's the point?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just your best friend, but you guys could be friends. You're 16.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. You're not going to be friends after you break up. I'm sorry to say, but.
Ouch. Jeez.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I feel like she can handle it.
Yeah. She seems honestly more mature than me.
Mature queen. Me too. Yeah. I'm like, totally, girl. Do not do it.
I was not thinking of that in high school. That's for sure. I was thinking, what's fun? What's fun this Friday night? What
I was
are we doing?
Thinking, like, I wonder if any boy will ever look at me. I mean, listen, if you're having fun and everything's good, if you don't want to break up with him right now, you don't have to. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, like, if.
Don't let it go on too
bored,
long.
If you get bored, but you're like, he's nice. I just think that, like, describing someone as, like, nice is, like, the worst. Only mm-hmm. is like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one of my friends one time was like with someone and I was like, okay, what do you like about him? And she was like, well, he's really nice. And I was like, okay, is there like anything else?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, but he's like nice. He's a nice guy. It's like, yeah. He should like just do like a little bit more yeah, for you though. Yeah. And so I was always like, you don't want just nice. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to just be like kind of bored. I'm not saying he should be mean. He should obviously be nice. But like, he shouldn't just be like, yeah, he's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He's nice.
Girls sure. probably get scared from all of the horrible stories.
For sure.
And maybe their own experiences of how horrible guys are. So they do think, okay, as long as he's nice.
100%. I totally get that. Yeah. I've been there.
And it's like, you could have so much more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will find someone who's nice and like, actually excites you and mm-hmm. like you maybe would want to marry.
Yeah.
You know?
You can maybe, you know, joke around with a little bit. You yeah. get each other.
You guys could laugh yeah. every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even kiss here and there.
Maybe. Maybe a little smooch.
If he's a little more than nice.
Yeah.
They exist.
They do. I think you do have like so much time.
Yeah.
And everything's fine. You're young. You yeah. know?
So young.
Just play it by ear.
If he's the quarterback, though, like, that gives you so much street cred.
That's so true. If he's the quarterback, I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's bad advice, but if you're having fun together, keep having fun. But if you, the minute you get bored and you're just thinking, like, eh, why not? Then maybe break up.
Yeah, we're done. We're yeah. done after that.
Yeah.
We're done after the boredom hits.
You know what's so, I just thought about this. Can you even name the quarterback of your high school?
No.
That's such a thing in shows and movies.
I only think I could. I think about him to this day.
I'm in love with him, actually. Thank you. No, I think I could because I was like a cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
And so like we spent a lot of time with the football players. That makes sense. And like our school was like obsessed with football. Like we were very, it was very like Friday Night Lights vibes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So it was like very big.
That makes sense.
It was like always what people were talking about.
Yeah.
So like,
I love that. That seems like a very fun high school experience.
It was really fun. It was awesome. I loved
that. Sounds like the shows and the movies.
It was kind of like the shows and the movies.
Love that. For
except
you.
It was like a private Catholic school. So like there was not as much like sex.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, at a private Catholic school,
Maybe I just wasn't having sex. Maybe there was sex and I just was missing out on that. I don't want to speak for everyone. Yeah.
It was drier than the Sahara.
I was
going to
say, what was the culture like there? Was it like people are partying and stuff?
There was partying. Like we would have like house parties and stuff. Sex was the only thing that was kind of like people like always talked about losing their virginities. Like, you know, who lost their virginity mm-hmm, to who mm-hmm. and like when they were going to have sex. But like they were having sex. It was
when
just
they
like,
were going to have sex. That's
planned
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Like you knew when your friend was about to like leave school and go have sex. And then like the next day when she was like not a virgin anymore.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Chelsea and I were just talking about the culture of our like high school friend group. Not necessarily our whole high school because we had a big high school and there were tons of different like, you know, groups within it, but our specific friend group was so wholesome and like genuinely no rebellion, like
none.
That's so nice.
And people like don't believe us and we're like, no, literally
I believe that. Mine was like mine was pretty chill. We would like go party, but like it was never crazy. Like one of our parents would always pick us up, like mm-hmm. we would like kind of
like
drink
partying,
but it was like not really.
I'm talking, we have never, well, I guess I can't speak for you. We had never been even offered alcohol. Nothing.
Yeah. Mine was a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like we went to parties and I had seen it. I was just too scared to partake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Personally.
Wow. That
yeah.
That is crazy.
I remember my dad like picking me up from a party my sophomore year and like all the friends, the girls that I was friends with at the time were like so fucked up. Like so sorry. Can I say that? So drunk. And like I was like so sober and my dad, like I just remember looking at him and being like, sorry, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I like these girls. Like, they're just here. And they were like all so drunk. And he was like, it's fine.
My God.
But we got home and I was like, never again. I can't do this. I can't hang out with these girls.
That's nice, though, that you have like had a relationship with your parents where they could like, mm-hmm. you know,
come pick you up.
Yeah, they were more just like, we know that people are going to be drinking and stuff. We'd so much rather you like not get in a car with someone who
totally
is going to drink and drive.
Definitely.
So that was nice. Yeah.
A little more welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our last one. Advice on moving for a man, including a man in your dreams.
In your dreams? Or the man of your dreams.
I hope it's up.
In your dreams.
I hope it's not one that you just
it's like, how do I lose a dream? About. Yeah. I think she's saying like in your hopes and like your goals in your dreams.
No.
Well, let me continue.
Yeah. Okay.
My career is like trying to figure out. I'm like, there's seven more sentences. My career is taking off in NYC, but I also just hit the year mark for a guy who is really good for me and who I love very much. His family lives in Minnesota and he's always has had a heart set on living there. Oh, has had his heart set on living there. And recently I've been able to see myself there too. But I don't want to be the girl who altered her dreams for a man, if that makes sense. IDK, part of me feels like this is just dreams changing as you get older. But I'm curious of your thoughts on this. We're doing long distance currently, so that has to end sometime, LOL. So she's in New York City and her career is taking off, but she's dating a guy and he wants to live in Minnesota. And she's like, well, I could maybe see myself there too, but I fear that that's me giving up my dreams for him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always like when you start to take things more seriously in a relationship, like there's always compromises and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you do having the fear of like, am I doing something for someone else and not for myself is very real.
Totally.
Like it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also, you kind of like have to take that jump, I feel like, in order to like know if you're doing the right thing.
Like if you're going to regret it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's tough because like your career is taking off and I don't want you to like
sabotage that.
Yeah.
But she does also say she also has been seeing herself living there more too.
Right. I know.
So
which
there
makes
is
me
a pull.
Think that like,
yeah.
It's not like she's like, my career's taking off. I don't want to leave New York. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great, but I would be miserable there. Like then I would be like, you should stay. But mm-hmm. if she's like, I can see it. It might just be scary, but it's like one of those scary things that you like kind of just have to do.
Yeah.
But like, you should see what you can make sure that you can do stuff for yourself there as well. Like, don't just get a job doing something that you're not excited about or the same job even. Like, see if you can do it remotely and just go to New York every once in a while if you need to. But don't like completely give up on whatever you're into and what you're doing. But like, if it feels like right to go, and the only thing that's holding you back is like that it's scary, I say do it.
Yeah,
I think so too.
I agree. I feel like, oh, this is going to sound so cheesy, but if this is the one for you and you feel like you're so in love, that love is not going to come again.
Yeah.
If it is the one for you, it's not going to come again easily as a new job. It's like you could get a job anywhere, but if this is, you would rather stick with the relationship because it's more meaningful to you and you feel like it's more.
Right. I agree. Special. And if in the end you move to Minnesota and you guys aren't long distance anymore and it doesn't work out, like, I think it's so much better to just like know that you tried rather than like wonder your whole life, what if you just went to Minnesota?
Yeah.
You know?
It like, sounds like your heart is saying Minnesota and your head is saying New York because you don't want to be the stereotypical like, oh, I left my job, my career.
But you're not.
Yeah.
I think that that's not a bad thing all the time. And I think it's such a like, has such a bad like stigma these days to like not be, to
follow a man love. Or something.
Yeah. Like to just like let love be the reason why you make a decision. I feel like it's like almost frowned upon now because it's not like boss babe energy. Yeah.
It's not
but
giving
it kind
girl
of
boss.
Is. Like it kind of is giving girl boss in a different way, you
it's
know?
It's giving rom-com girl boss.
Exactly. It's giving like you were confident enough to just like follow your heart and like be in love. And that's like the scariest thing you could do. Like it's scarier than a job.
It's totally. True.
So you're
it's
being like risky, mega maybe. Girl boss.
I got chills from this. Oh my God.
I'm excited. I think Minnesota's, first of all, I love Minnesota and I like think it's really great there. I really do. So I think that you'll love it even more than you think you would.
Yeah.
I feel like you could also create a new life in Minnesota that you didn't even know, you know, you would love so much.
Totally.
Like you can have new experiences there that you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much
for sure
I would like love this.
For sure. And like, you really will never know unless you try. You're always going to wonder, what about Minnesota?
What about the boy I fell in love with in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So I hope she moves.
Sweet. So sweet. Me too.
If not, you can always move back to New York.
You, in New York's
you
not going anywhere.
Can just
it really
move
is
back.
Not. If you're that unhappy, at least you can say you tried.
Yeah.
And at least you know for sure. And then you can move on with your life.
Yeah.
Totally.
I agree.
Well, that's a wrap on the advice column for this month. Thank you so much, Kelsey. Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy I got to do it.
And we're going to be
on. Having me.
You're so welcome. Thanks for coming on for a second time. And we're going to be on Kelsey's podcast.
Yes. They are. Check it out. Circle Time. When's this coming out?
I don't. In like a month, I think.
Okay, so our episode will already be out.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So if you're just absolutely
you
loving
up.
This energy, go over to Circle Time and listen to the episode that you may have missed.
Have you been? How's the podcasting life? Quickly before we end.
It's good.
You've been enjoying it.
It always makes me a little nervous, like to like host people. Like I'm kind of scared.
Really?
Even though we've been
We're
talking
really
for an
scary
hour.
Already.
Actually, I feel the same way. When I'm on other people's, I'm like, oh, I can breathe. And then when it's my own, I'm like.
Yeah, yeah. So
you have to be the ringleader a little bit.
I know, but we'll be okay.
It'll be fun.
It's been good. Yeah, I love it.
Perfect. Well, go follow Kelsey. What's your name on social media and everything so everyone can follow
it's
you?
It's at Kelsey Kreppel on Instagram and my YouTube channel. And I think my TikTok is Kelsey_Kreppel. That's how much I use it, though. So I wouldn't be too eager to follow me on there. But that's that. So yeah,
love it.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for having me.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.